Hey, thanks for being here. The reason why we play the music, it is the only guest we have with their own walk-up music. It's Kristen Benz from KB Advisory Group. And don't fear the Reaper, because she's the only one that can make you giggle through bad news. And that's the best I can do on the intro, Kristen. How are you?
That's a great intro. I'll take it on this Friday. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got to help me sort some things out. I want to read a headline to you, and I need you to help me decipher what this means. I'm being serious about this. It's about unemployment and about the payroll. Payroll soars by 339,000, but people employed tumbled by 310,000, sending the unemployment rate higher. Can you explain that to everyone?
I will do my best. So remember, all of these numbers are kind of nebulous right now, and they will probably be revised down, so don't freak out. Okay, so when folks are transitioning from unemployed to looking for work to finding work, those are all ranked in different ways within these numbers, okay, with non-farm payrolls, right?
Yes.
Non-farm payrolls meaning businesses, okay? Mm-hmm. So when they transition out, sometimes those numbers get cross-cut and make it look like there's higher unemployment. But remember all those tech layoffs we had last month? So I think all of that is kind of flowing through into the numbers. The other interesting fact is wages are down. So people look at this and think, oh, my gosh, this is an amazing blowout number, robust labor market. But most of the jobs, if you really look at the composite of hiring, those are folks that need to work for health insurance and that sort of thing, and benefits after all the COVID benefits ended. So they're fleeing back into the workforce, but they're not exactly looking for these very high-paying jobs. They're just working to, like, basically survive. So it's not the best kind of. So the consumer is very anxious. So my word to you is, don't confuse consumer anxiety with a robust labor market.
Okay, so I'm still confused, which I know is not going to surprise you. Did we gain jobs or did we lose jobs?
We gained jobs.
Okay.
That'll probably, if there's a lot of seasonality into this too, because it's the time of the year where people are like, okay, maybe I can stay home on the couch with my parents and, you know, wait out the summer. And then other folks are like, well, I've got to get, you know, back to work because all of these benefits are ending that I was receiving. So we did gain jobs. I don't think it's going to be as large a number as it appears. So next month, they'll probably revise that down.
Okay.
Yes, there are more jobs, but it really is kind of how robust are those jobs and the why behind those jobs.
Okay, so then let's talk about wages, because they talk, there was a story, the White House, or I should say the Bureau of Labor Statistics, had a wage increase that was dramatically decreased. What is that telling you about wage growth?
I don't think that wage growth is robust at all. And the people that are seeking these jobs, you know, that are trying to get hired right now, they're not pushing back on salary. So like during the Great Resignation, people were kind of like bouncing around, maybe taking another job, and they were getting huge salary increases, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening anymore. So that measure of folks that are, you know, getting employed and starting new jobs, it's really not as robust as you would think. So there's a lot of, you know, what we call a charcoal gray area, Mike, in the numbers right now and in the labor market. So it's very, very confusing, but I think it's masking a lot of unrest underneath the surface, in my opinion.
And I know that your expertise is in the retail world and what that says about the economy in the future. You talk about a bifurcated economy. Let's talk about dollar stores and missing the mark and where they're saying their consumers are going. What are they saying and what does it mean?
Well, you know, typically in times of unrest economically, you would think, oh, there's going to be a flight to the dollar stores and folks are going to trade down, which has been the case for a while. But Dollar General came out with their numbers yesterday. They had a double miss on earnings and on revenues, which is a big red flag. So when dollar stores start tanking, that's not a good sign. The biggest red flag to me is their CEO attributed the loss in consumers to consumers trading down to food banks.
Wow.
And I think you and I talked about this before, like, where do you go after Walmart? Where do you go after dollar stores? Well, here's your answer. So they're losing customers to free food banks. So that segment of the consumer, and it is extremely bifurcated, and it's getting more so, haves and have nots. So they're going down to, you know, basically getting free food to support their families, which is frightening.
So how is, on the other side of this economy, how are the higher end consumers faring?
The higher end consumers are loving life. I mean, you know, I have these core four stocks that I talk about all the time. Your listeners are probably bored of hearing me talk about Lululemon, Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Restoration Hardware. All of them are killing it right now. Lulu came out with impressive numbers yesterday. These types of names that are geared toward a more flush consumer or a high-end consumer, they're more insulated to, you know, peaks and valleys in the economy. So they're thriving. So that higher-end consumer, luxury consumer, they're great. They're spending, they're happy, they're out there, they're traveling, they're doing, they're going to restaurants, they're buying yoga wear,
yep.
They're buying footwear, they're doing all the things. But it's that lower-end consumer that is really under pressure.
So when you look at what a couple of things in the labor market that I saw, one that said older Americans are going back to work, coming out of retirement to make ends meet. What does that say to the labor force? But the other question for me about all of this is we're going to be coming into the holidays and school close and all this other stuff. Are we headed toward a recession? Did the debt ceiling help avoid that? What are we looking at in the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, you know, my contention has always been that we already are in a mild recession and have been. It's a very political term, and it takes about 8 weird economists somewhere that you've never heard of that decide, you know, when we're in a recession, when we're not. But you basically look at the numbers and you watch how people are spending their money. So when folks are going back to work because they can't afford to be retired anymore because of intense inflation and interest rates, that's not good. I always think older folks in the workforce, especially framing this in prospective retail, is great because they're on time, they love their job, they're happy to be there, they're engaged, they love being there, and it's just a solid, I'm all for that. But in, you know, retrospect, things are not as rosy, you know, on the low end. As far as back to school, the other thing that, you know, you and I wanted to talk about is student loans are about to come back into repayment. And with the debt ceiling deal, which is not a great deal, by the way, they have moved up the date from August 30th for repayment to July 31st. And that's going to come right into back to school. And you've got, you know, 27 million direct loans out there that are in forbearance. That's about $1 trillion, right, in loan balances.
You sent me a chart of auto loan defaults, 18 to 29. Yeah. And now if they've got to start paying back student loans, does that number even increase more than you showed me?
Oh, absolutely. And right now, those seriously delinquent customers that are in 18 to 29 demo, that's at 2008 level. So just think about that.
Yeah.
And once they've got to, you know, I think the average repayment is like $350 a month on average. Okay, if you're not expecting that, you're about to get a serious wake-up call to like your daily, you know, economic reality. And that's going to flow through in footwear, apparel, services, dining out, travel, all that stuff. And it's just going to come to a screeching halt. No one's really talking about it.
All right, Kristen, tell them where they can find you on social media because you are a very educational and fun follow.
Especially today.
Yes, absolutely.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Benz. And then you can find me on Instagram, which is a little bit more fun, at Kristen middle initial C Benz. And that's it.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
B-E-N-T-Z is the last name.
B-E-N-T-Z. That's right.
Kristen, thank you as always. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
It's my pleasure.
All right. That's Kristen Benz, KB Advisory Group. Great follow on social media.